The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yivam Staf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara talks about somebody who is unable to walk, whether he's allowed to go out on Shabbos with something that helps him to walk. So let's talk about a different version of this shaila, which is, what's the game nowadays, a wheelchair. Is it mutter for a person on Shabbos to go out in a wheelchair? Meaning, can he push himself? Can a person push himself in a wheelchair on Shabbos? So the Achrayim talk about it. The Rav Polim, Simul Chafein, the Hatzvin, Simul Kufayin. They're done to be matir in a Carmelis, which is Rabim Derabonon, the Tzarech Mitzvah, because it would only be in Issa Derabonon. And the Malka Mitzvah, there's a heter. The either a trade Rabbanan. Why should this only be an Issa Rabbanan? Because they say, there's a svara that the wheelchair is nitfal to the person sitting in it. Just like you find that Gemara talks about if you take out a keli on Shabbos, there's something in the keli, so the keli is a tafel to what's in the keli. In a case where what's in the keli is something you'd be potter on, so maybe you're not chayv on the keli also. So you have the halacha in Haitzah that is something called an ikra and a tafel. So they want to say the same thing over here, that the agala, the wheelchair, is a tafel to the person. That's the svara that they suggest. Reb Shlomo Zalman was not happy with this. In the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Lamed Dalet, Orukov Gimel, he brings out that Reb Shlomo Zalman had two problems. First of all, Mehechel Teisa to say a svara of tefela by a person himself. The tefela you find, like we mentioned, by a keli with something else in it. One person is carrying, it's a person carrying a keli, something in the keli. So the ikur haitzah is on what's in the keli, the meichel. So merely you say the keli is toppled to it. But over here, the guy with the person himself, he's not carrying anything. He himself, that's not haitzah. For a person to go out, for a person to walk on Shabbos, that's not haitzah. Even in Tzolayim, he's not walking in a normal way. Let's say he's propelling himself along the ground in some odd fashion. That's not haitzah. He's walking, he's moving, he's propelling himself. That's not haitzah. So Mechel Teisit is a din of tafel to that. That's the first heart of Shlomo Zalman has. Also, he asks on the Hatzvi. The Hatzvi wants to say that since the person can't walk, he has a din of kafus, like a person who's tied up on Shabbos. And so even though there's a cloud that chay noisei es atzmo, if you carry a live person, you're not chay. But if he's kafus, so then it is haitzah, and then it's chay with their eyes. As opposed to by a chai, where chai nesi satsu midairais, it's only nesu drabon. So the Hatzvi says, maybe over here it's like kofus, and therefore there would be nesu derais. So again, the fact of Shlomo Zalman, that there's no masa over here. A person moving himself, that's not a masa. And as far as the chair, the wheelchair, so manashach. Either you say that there's no tefelos b'chlal, like we mentioned just before, that the Shlomo Zalman time is, who said there's a svara of tefelos over here? Then it would be their eyes on the chair because he's taking out the chair. Just like if a person goes outside on Shabbos and pushes an empty wheelchair. So what's the difference if he pushes it or he's sitting in it and he moves it? So manashach, if there's no svar of tefelos, so then you should be chayiv on it. And Elamai, there is a svar of tefelos. If there is a svar of tefelos, so then he holds that it should be mutter and gansen. Not like the Hatzvi wants to say that then it would be osmid derabanan. Just like b'chay noisei es atzmo, there's an issur derabanan to carry a chay. No, there's no Isra over here. Mechel Teisa that there's an Isra on a person himself. Again, we're assuming now that it is Tafel. So if it is Tafel, so then it should have to be Mutter. Mechel Teisa to be Mechadish, unu Isra Durabana. These are the tiniest that Shlomo Zalman has on the Rapolim and the Hartzvi. Okay, so that's all mitzad Echad, the Hainu to be Matir with the Svar of Tfelis. There's a different reason to be master, which really comes out of our sugya. That is because maybe it's like a kav. Maybe it's like a shoe. A person wears a shoe. A shoe helps a person walk. Or like the Gemara talks about, a person who can't walk, so he has something else attached to his foot to help him walk. So that's mutter on Shabbos. So Ramosha in Yigas Moshe Archaim Chelik Dalas Siman Tzadik says that's the same thing over here. The wheelchair also is like his kav. It's like his shoe. As I said, Maisa, this is b'chal not pashut. This far over here with l'chayri yesh l'chalik that Now, Bishlamu, a person who can't walk, and if he has, let's say, a special shoe, or he has some kind of attachment to his body, or even if he has some kind of a stick, a walking stick, a cane. So what is that doing? What that's doing is, the Rosh says, that that's kiminal. That's like his shoe. Because without that, he can't walk. So what does that mean? That means that even though it's not on his leg, it's by his hand, he's holding it in his hand, but that's the way he's walking. He's walking kilo with his hand instead of with his foot. Instead of having to put his hand on the ground, he has a stick that makes it a little easier to walk. When the person's walking. But over here, the person's sitting in a chair. So the chair's not helping him walk, he's not walking at all. The chair is making him go. Okay, so how does the chair go? It's either somebody else pushes it or he pushes it. But that's not him walking. There's no pool of halicha here, b'chlal. So it's l'chayra hard to say that the chair is bottled to him. The vart of these things is that it's like a minnow, like the Rosh says. It's like a shoe. This is not like a shoe, this is a chair. Ought to name somebody sitting in a car. Somebody's riding a bicycle on Shabbos. Or in a car, forget about the engine and all the malachas involved in that. Somebody's riding in a car. Would you say that's like him, that's his minnow? Let's say he can't walk. And the way he gets around is he rides a bike, or he rides in a car. That's how he gets around. He rides in a golf cart, right? Some kind of a golf cart that's not electric. It has some kind of a non-electric system that makes it work. Would you say that that's bottled him? Maybe Rav Moshe would say that. Not really that different than a wheelchair. But Hagufa, that's the point. That it just Lasabas Oisin to bring it down. In that case, you see a little more clearly that it's not. It's not the tuffle to the person. So Hakopanim, this is Mashi Yesh Lodin on Ramesh's hat. So Lemaisa, there's still a machlekes over here, whether it's mutter for a person to push himself in a wheelchair, and the matirim are only being matirit in, or at least the Rapalim is only being matirit in a karmelis with var mitzvah. So there is a machlekes over here. Now, somebody who needs to do this, it would seem that the Eitzah would be Alidei Nochri. Why? Because then you have a shvus to shvus. The issa by a guy is a mule akam, which is a drabbanon. Carmelus is only drabbanon. Shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah, or b'makom tzayuch gadol. Let's say there's a family simcha or something, or for a chayla, he's stuck in the house, and he needs it for his gezunt, so tzayuch is refuah, or for his sanity, or for other people's sanity, uchadayma, push it to get, for a person to be able to get out of the house on Shabbos. So for a guy to push him to Carmelus should be mutter. And the emphasis is that you could really extend the gvulim of Carmelus a little bit, like the Pesukim say that Bizmanenu in Lanrush Sram de Raisa, although Yesh Malafak think all that, but Akoponim Lagabi Amir Laakum, there's certainly more room to be mitzadeh that most of our streets are not Rush Sram de Raisa. Befrat that we could be mitzarif the Shita of the Baal Ha'itur that holds up a Mokka Mitzvah. The Mokka Mitzvah, even Chadra Abonin is Motor, meaning to tell a guy to be over the Raisa would be Motor. So that's a tzad. The Rambam brings in a simreish involved, achreinim amachmir, but it is a tzad. And there were kehilas that were takanoig like the Baal Ha'itur, kemavur in the Chuvah's Heshiv Moshe, and it's brought in Kavit's Chuvah's from Rav Yashiv, the Chuvah about this. So there is makom to be made but tzirif the Baal Ha'itur, and befrat, but tzirif that we have Rav Moshe over here saying that it's mutter, even for the person to push himself. So there is makom to be mitzarif and be matur in Alidei Goy. Again, l'tzarech mitzvah or another tzarech gadol, but for a person to push himself, is l'chayra not so pushed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.